Let's just go to Nina here and see what's going on. Hey, Nina.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm so excited to be on with you.
Well, it's nice to have you on. You can, I hope you'll hang around for a while.
Let me, how is the juice on your phone? Have you got enough battery strength? And have you been paying the bill?
Don't think I didn't think about that when I was listening to poor Jim come and go.
All right, listen, your first question. You can have a dirty song or a magic song.
Magic. Let's go with magic.
Here we go. Oh, okay. This one is tricky because it's connected
to... Oh, no. You're going to start me off. I'm a first-time caller. Be gentle with me.
Well. Okay, there's no downside risk. It's not like we shock you if you're wrong, right? It's just you just say pass or you don't get a point.
It's a personal competition. I want to do perfect. I want my name on that mug.
Okay, it's not like if you don't get it, we kick you in the shin or something. There's no downside.
Okay.
Okay, right, but what I will tell you is that this song is from 1980, and it's associated with a very famous movie starring the singer of this song.
I'm better with 60s and 70s, but let's give it a go.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Song with magic in the title.
Okay,
we need the name
of
the artist.
Yeah. You should know me. Oh, that's easy.
Come on. After all of that build-up.
It's from Xanadu. It's Olivia Newton-John. It's magic.
There you go.
This is fantastic.
Pretty good.
Well, that was just lucky.
Okay, so we're going to slow things down just a second to talk about this. This was the roller skate movie, was it not? It's like sort of a fantasy film almost.
Xanadu.
I can't remember. I mean, I remember watching the movie, but I lost interest after about 10 minutes.
I had two older sisters. They loved this movie. So,
yeah, you know, Olivia Newton-John was switching her style by that point, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, so what's interesting about this, Norm, because you obviously don't care about this frilly movie about roller skates and a sense of wonderment.
You are correct.
but listen to the music. You hear that? Let's listen to the bass line. As we fade out the music. Guess who did the music to that?
You mean ELO?
Look at this woman! Come on! Yes, this is ELO. They did the soundtrack.
Oh, that's right.
This is the title theme.
I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah.
But you know what? I didn't know that. I just was listening. When you said listen, I thought, okay, that sounds like ELO.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Boy, you're pretty good.
Savant. Oh, I hope so.
I mean, how do you not give her the point for this?
Well, you should.
She got
Olivia Newton-John. She placed the movie that I mentioned, and then she, out of nowhere, named that ELO did the soundtrack for this wackadoo movie.
I said I was scared of 1980s and beyond.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
It's a sign.
Let's not get premature here, but I think she's already a perfect player. She's demonstrated enough music and movie knowledge for me to be impressed.
Okay, Tina Turner, simply the best. Oh, that's not it.
She's playing a whole different game now. That's celebratory music.
Okay, you're like one of these people who says, I've never played poker before. Does four aces mean anything?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've been playing along passively for years with you guys. Love listening to you both on Thursday and Friday. And even make the excuse of picking up a family member from 2 till 3 just so that I can be in the car and listening to the radio.
Oh, fantastic.
And they think I'm doing them a favor, but really it's so that I can hear you and then play along with my family member who's in the car as well.
I love this.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's
well, soon you're going to be able to... Listen, you're already a perfect player. Let's just do a couple more questions just for the joy of it. Your next question, you can have a dirty song or...
Okay.
Or Oscar winners. It's a 1972 movie.
I'm pretty good at both, but I think I'm going to stick with music, so let's try dirty song.
Okay, so this one, we do sort of sample testing with the staff prior to the show. This one eluded a lot of people.
Okay, let's see.
Huge pop star, 80s song.
Uh-oh, you're doing the 80s again, guys? Okay.
What else can we do in the dirty category?
Let's give it a go.
Yeah. Either that or you can have like a hip-hop song.
No. I won't do well in that category.
Now you're loving the 80s. Okay, fine. Okay, here we go. Here's your clue. A song with dirty in the title.
Okay.
Just saying that's okay. Hey, baby, do what you please. I have the stuff that you want. I am the thing that you need.
Well, it's Michael Jackson.
Yep.
Yes.
But I don't know what song that is.
Oh,
well,
dirty right in the title.
Dirty's in the title. It's a two-word title.
Okay.
Now
I need one of Norm's gimme clues.
Second word is a name that starts with D.
What?
Dora.
Dirty. Oh, so I'm saying dirty, and then the name starts with a D.
Dirty Dora.
You can't think of a way to get her to that?
Well,
okay, on the TV show, Cheers.
Paul Anka's first hit was the name of this woman's.
Diana.
That's it.
You doing?
Wow.
I
don't know that song.
Yeah, it was a hit.
It was a hit. Well, I mustn't have been paying attention.
Our slogan for Zoomer Radio is Timeless Hits. This one would not qualify. No one remembers this song.
Oh, you know what? I think it's actually more sweet that I ended up getting it with a little bit of a clue, a big clue.
Yeah, see, she announces herself as a fan. She also knows how to exploit the show through its weakest link, sitting in a blue sweater across from me.
That's right.
Yes.
Give me one of those Norm clues.
What?
Norm, you are just too kind.
What?
Okay, your next question. And you're already a perfect player. You've got all, this is just for bragging rights. You can have a magic song.
Okay.
Or.
Yeah?
Oh, classic rock, Nina. Classic rock.
You know, rock might be too hard for me. If they do Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd, I'm not going to get it. So let's go with, what was that, Magic?
Yeah, Magic song. And
we'll
did you say, what era of song did you say you like?
Well, you know, I'm best at 60s and 70s, and I can leak into the 80s a little bit, and I can also leak into the 50s. But my real 20-year set is 60s and 70s.
Okay. So we're going to need you to leak into the 50s? Is that the term we're using?
Yeah, or bleed into the 50s.
Okay, so this one, huge hit, 1957. We're going to need the name of the artist and the name of this song. Are you ready?
Oh, maybe. Okay, go.
Friends and family might be listening. Will you be make them proud, or will you be the shame of the family? Let's determine it right now.
Okay.
Have I amped up enough pressure? I think that's as max as we could go.
I think there's too much pressure.
56, did you say?
Future 57. Don't Google anything. Here's your clue.
No, I won't. I promise, because that would be, you know, cheating against myself. I'm thinking you're going to throw me something Elvis Presley, maybe. Okay, let's see.
Here's your clue.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride.
That's Perry Como.
Yep. Yeah.
I remember it now.
I don't.
Let's hear it again. Let's hear it again.
My mom and dad would have liked it. I could probably get some Perry Como LP out. And,
we don't have time for that.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride.
So Magic is in the title. We know Magic.
I don't know it. I don't know this song at all.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know it.
Of
what
all
a
the
shame.
Songs. No.
Come on.
Oh.
Oh. Say what?
Buzz.
Here it is.
Magic moments when two hearts are.
All right. Have you heard that song?
Never,
still not
ever heard it. Never, ever heard it.
Okay, so let's be fair to her. She said that the 60s is sort of her thing. That's
I'm
her
getting a consolation prize tune?
Yeah, of course.
Yay!
Okay, so here we go. A magic song from 1968. Doesn't get bigger than this for 1968. Here it is. We need the name of the band, name of the song, magic in the title.
Okay.
Close your eyes, girl.
Look inside, girl. Yeah, that's Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf.
She has got it. Congratulations.
Oh!
And sung very well, I might add.
Oh, now, that was exciting. I'm so glad I finally called. I called on a dare and a promise.
Oh, good.
I love it. So Steppenwolf, we gave that to you. Magic Carpet Ride, 1968. You will be recorded as a perfect player because of your early stuff with Xanadu and all that sort of thing.
And that means your name goes on the Cup of Champions, Nina.
Well, I am hugely honored, and you guys are the best. Such fun, really, such fun.
Let me talk, though, because you remember, like, do they ever play Xanadu, like, on?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like on TBS, did they ever?
Oh, man. Yeah,
no, back in the day, Chum played it and CFTR played it and you know, all those kind of pop top 30 stations.
But have they played the movie? Is that what you mean, Ben?
Yeah. Like, if I asked a question about, like, let's give an example, like the movie True Lies, Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Right.
They play that movie
all the
10 times on a weekend,
right? Right.
But Xanadu, I don't think I've ever seen that on anything in the last 10, 20
I think
years.
It was on just as I nodded off one day.
Oh, yeah, like maybe on one of the classic movie stations. Yeah, it's
I don't know.
I don't
roller
think
skate
era. Get played too much.
Oh, hey, you know what? You'll like this though. So we talked about Electric Light Orchestra did the soundtrack for the movie Xanadu.
Yeah.
Up ahead, we have another ELO song in the magic category.
Yeah, I kind of figured you would. I know which one you're going to do, so I won't say it.
Keep it to yourself. Enjoy the big victory. Great first-time performance recorded as a perfect player. And please stay on the line so Mirna can take all your information because you've just won a Zoomer Radio Face the Music Cup of Champions coffee mug.
Big smile from me to you guys. Thanks, Norman, Ben.
Thanks, Nina.
I love it.
Bye.
Love it.